Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What have you folks done? What are you trying to build on?
Well, quite honestly, Tim, when I look at what's going on with the state's economy, when I took in office 8 years ago, we were above 13% unemployment in Georgia. Today, we're down about 3% here in the Athens area. When we start looking at the progress that we've made on infrastructure, jobs, one of the things that I can't brag enough on Governor Deal, he went after industrial jobs, which if you know anything about the longevity of jobs, making Georgia the best place in the country to do business has really put a lasting effect on our economy here in Georgia.
Senator Frank Gehm with us running for re-election here. Okay, building on that and moving forward, assuming another term for you, assuming a win on Tuesday of next week, you've done the one thing that President Trump says has helped spur the national economy. You folks in the legislature followed suit and lowered the income tax rate. What else might we look for in another legislative session by way of continuing to pump the economy?
One of the things that we've done is with our education. For the first time ever, we fully funded with a QBE formula for all of our Georgia schools. We've targeted the educational opportunities for these kids. And I'll brag on Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle with the college and career academies that he's kind of pushed out there across the state to do great things to give young people the skills that they need to get a job that's a productive employee.
It's one of the things we don't talk enough about, Senator Frank Gehm. We focus on, properly so, this is Athens and the University of Georgia is here, and it goes without saying what an economic engine that is, not only here in Athens but around the state. But you and others are pointing out that maybe we need to spend a little more time and maybe more by way of resources focusing on technical education in Georgia.
You know, those two complement each other. We've got a great technical school system in Georgia, and we've got a great post-secondary colleges and universities across the state. And, you know, I'm going to brag on my former roommate. As a brand-new freshman, I got the opportunity to live with Hank Huckabee. And his leadership as chancellor of the university system and what he has done there is just tremendous. And then following him up was Steve Wrigley, and Steve has carried that ball forward. I don't know if you say they've spiked it in the end zone, but they've sure done a great job.
Senator Frank Gehm, a forum here a couple of weeks ago up there at the hospital, ironically, that we were at the hospital, and health care and what to do with or about Medicaid expansion became such a talking point, not only in your contest, you and your opponent, Don Johnson, but all the other candidates as well. The Republicans were generally opposed to the Medicaid expansion. The Democrats were unanimously in favor of it. What's the rationale for not expanding Medicaid in Georgia?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that a third of that cost is borne by the state. And when you have a system that's already foundering in debt and you increase it, you do nothing but put a noose around the taxpayers of Georgia. If you go look at some of these other states that have done that, they're suffering with their state debt and what's going on. And one of the things that, you know, unlike the federal government, we don't print money in Georgia. We have to have a balanced budget. We want to try to make sure that we're looking after and stewards of the taxpayers' funds. And that's one of the things that, you know, people have access to health care in Georgia. It's just a matter of choices on what they want to do. You know, the Affordable Care Act makes sure that every citizen in the U.S. has access to health insurance. People have to put those opportunities in perspective and what they need.
Well, now, the Affordable Care Act, almost unanimously opposed by Republicans. You were certainly critical of it when they were voting on it almost a decade ago now. And Republicans at the state level, certainly at the congressional level, been fighting to repeal it. Meantime, the Democrats will say that, listen, hospitals are closing, especially rural hospitals in Georgia, and Medicaid expansion might be a way of keeping them open, not only providing health care services, but also providing badly needed jobs in parts of rural Georgia.
Well, the government's not the answer to everything in society. And when I look at their Affordable Care Act, nobody liked it that we got that force-fed to us. Said the one party, said the Democrats, pushed that out 100%, no Republican support. But it's the law of the land. I'm a believer in we're a country of laws. And one of the things that is the law of the land, we're going to live with it. We're going to try to make it better. You know, for me, Tim, I've always been a 4-H'er at heart. We want to make the best better in Georgia, and I'm going to continue to do that as long as I get to serve the people in the 47th district in the state of Georgia.
All right, so what to do, though, Senator Gant, about keeping those rural hospitals open, some that are still in danger of closing? What to do about keeping them open?
Well, one of the things that we've done, and I'll brag on Senator Dean Burke, he had a great idea on doing some tax breaks for some of our rural hospitals where people can take advantage of their tax situation and make contributions to those rural hospitals. And that's one of the things that, you know, we've got to get the math right for operation so that these hospitals can stay sustainable. One of the things that, you know, if you're losing money with seeing every patient, it's a problem. And I'm not an expert in healthcare. I will readily admit that. That's why we have a great committee system. And my seatmate on the floor, Senator Renee Unterman, is working very hard to make sure that we're doing all we can. And that's where, you know, I have a lot of faith in our system and how we're continuing to move it forward. For me, I'm more of an engineer and deal with a lot of things on everything from natural resources, transportation, utilities, regulated industries, and appropriations for higher ed. So, you know, we gravitate to the things that we know about, and that's my specialty.
Let's talk about one thing that I know you were involved in legislatively a couple of sessions ago and maybe continued into the most recent session. Where are we on the stream buffer issue? I know you were deeply involved in that one.
Right. So our stream buffers in Georgia are 25 foot for a non-trout stream and 50 foot for a trout stream. So one of the things that, you know, it strikes a balance right now. But the difficulty is, and a lot of people don't understand that we have different types of streams. One of the more comical things for me is we describe a ditch as a type of stream, even though it doesn't have any water in it. The state is under state law, that's described as a stream, which is where I have probably the biggest hang up on what we're doing.
In terms of your own reelection prospects here, again, Don Johnson, your Democratic opponent, she's out there beating the bushes. You are as well. I mean, I look at this district. It should be a very solidly conservative district. I don't know what's going to happen on Tuesday with the governor's race. You're going to tell me Brian Kemp's going to win. I'm going to tell you I don't know. Does that race impact your race? I mean, is there some blue wave that's about to sweep over Georgia, sweep you out with it?
I don't think so. So I will tell you this. Brian is one of my constituents, and I'm 100% behind him. He's doing a great job. And you know, quite honestly, Tim, this race is for me, and my race is all about me. I'm running on my record and my experience and my commitment to serve the people of Georgia. I don't try to run over or run down any of the people that have run against me over the years. My opponent in this case is a very lovely lady. I just, you know, we differ in our political viewpoints on where we're at and how we think government should function for the people. So I don't have any problems with my opponent. I just have a different point of view.
You know, I've been around you enough over the years. I've seen you in various settings, the forum the other night, in different settings, different occasions. You seem to like this stuff. I mean, there's some candidates that like campaigning more than others. You seem to be one of the folks who likes to get out there and do this.
I love for people to interact with me. That's why, I always tell people my cell phone number, because for me, if they can't get a hold of me when I can help them and they need me, then I become a useless politician. And that's the worst thing in the world. I'm a public servant, Tim, and I try to make sure that I'm out there serving the public. Now, Tim, I do want to let your listeners know one thing. The echo on my phone is unbelievable. Yeah. So I'm hearing three times what's going on as everything I say.
I'll get our engineers on that, and I'll apologize. I'll put your cell phone out there for you, 706-680-4466, 706-680-4466. His website is frankgen.com. Frank Ginn, candidate for re-election. Apologies for the technical issue. Hope we can get that resolved. And thank you for being with us this morning. Best of luck on Tuesday.
Thank you for having me, Tim. And I hope that the this Halloween night, said the all the trick-or-treaters are safe. And the, we have a beautiful day planned ahead in Athens. So great to be with you this morning. I hope you have a wonderful day yourself.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.